Hey, it's Bethany here. You're about to hop into a short episode. It's less than 10 minutes. And I talk about the seven shifts that we tackle inside the Shift Intensive mini course. Now, even if you've done Shift before or you have zero intention of joining Shift, I review these seven shifts, and there are things that you can take away and apply from this podcast that can move you forward in your leadership and in life. So join me, settle in. Thanks for being here today. And well, let's do this thing. Hey, it's Bethany here. Welcome to another episode of Dialed In. Today I'm going to talk about the seven shifts you need to really change the leadership in your life, because you can't lead anyone else in an effective way, whether it's your children, maybe you are leading a team at work, maybe you're a teacher and you're leading students, or maybe you are a mother or father and you're leading your home. Regardless, you can't lead anyone else well if you aren't leading yourself well. And so I developed a 7-day mini course called the Shift Intensive, and then we dive into one of these shifts every single day. And I've been getting a lot of questions about it. So I just thought I'd do a run through of the seven shifts that you need to really up-level your leadership and your life. So here we go. Number one, your priorities. If I asked you to name off your priorities, would you be able to tell me what they were? And then if you looked at your daily schedule, would there be alignment between what you tell me your priorities are and what you spend your time on? Because here's the truth. Often we will say what our priorities are, but we don't live them out. We spend our time doing other things, which means our priorities really aren't our priorities. We're lying to ourselves. Inside of Shift, I dive into this and we figure out how to tackle it, what we need to change, and what is working really well in regards to our priorities. All right, shift number two, power shift. Are you standing in your power on a consistent basis? Do you know what that means to stand in your power? Do you know what you want and why you don't have it? Do you take responsibility for where you're at and how powerful you are in co-creating this life of yours? All right, number three, control shift. Knowing what you can and can't control, and then knowing how much time you're spending on the things that you can't control. How is that sucking your time and what you're spending your life on? For instance, if you spend your time gossiping or complaining about other people's behavior and what they should be doing, that's outside of your control. Why are you doing that? So this is a big day. This is day three, and we dive into this pretty hard and heavy to get to the bottom of really living out. And it all goes along with, you know, what are our priorities, stepping into our power, and knowing what we can control. That they're all like a package deal. So every day we build on one thing that leads to the next. All right, which takes us to day four, potential. Do you see possibility, or have you convinced yourself of obstacles? And here's what I mean by that. And again, we dive into this really deep inside of Shift, but are you convincing yourself, well, I can't do this, I'm too old. Oh, my ship has sailed. Oh, I couldn't. I would do that if my husband or my spouse or my partner was more supportive. Well, I can't do that. I don't have enough money. Or, well, I would do this, but I have kids at home. I have to wait until the kids are gone. But then by that time, I'll be too old. So really, I can't do anything. You understand what I'm saying? Like, are you convinced? Have you believed the lies that your mind tells you about what your limits are? Or are you really seeing potential? Next one, day five, is heart. So many of us believe that we have to be a jerk to ourselves in order to teach ourselves a lesson and be able to move forward. And think about it. What do you do when you make a mistake? How do you treat yourself? What do you tell yourself? How do you talk to yourself when you make a mistake? There's all kinds of studies that show that this doesn't work. Being an a-hole to yourself does not work. And I'll tell you more about it inside of Shift. All right, next one, number six, emotion. Do you have your emotions or do they have you? Do you ride the wave of whatever you're feeling, not even thinking about what you're feeling or if you can control it or not? Do you sit down and feel your feelings until they pass? What does that all mean? Well, we're going to dive into that on day six inside of Shift. And then last, but definitely not least, is your lens. What's your perspective like? What do you want it to be like? Because here's the deal. You get to choose the lens that you use to see the world through. Every single one of us, we choose our lens every day. The thing is, most of the time, it's a lens that we've used for so long that we're stuck. And I challenge you and I give you the steps how to change your lens so you can change your life. What is it that you want? And isn't it time that you shifted so you could have it all? It is possible. It is possible. So join me inside of Shift. I hope this served you well. I mean, even if you just take one of these a day and work on them, inside Shift, we go through one a day for 7 days, but this is an ongoing process. I started working with a coach well over a decade ago, and these are things I still work on. I have to be cognizant of and aware of every single day as I function in the world, because I come up against things that are emotional triggers for me. I find myself beating myself up sometimes when I make a mistake. I give my power away. I start complaining about other people or making judgments about other people or other situations when I can be standing in my power and focusing on what I can control. Often I underestimate my potential, and I would bet that you probably do too. So come join me in Shift. It's a one-time investment of $97, and that one investment gets you inside and you get to stay there. Every time I bring Shift back, you get to be part of it. So every time your circle of friends, your circle of support, your circle of influence grows with like-minded people who look like your future, people that are growing with you, people that are supportive, a safe space where you can thrive, where you can shift, and you can be celebrated. So join me. It's going to be so much fun. Sign up and find out more details at shiftwithb.com. That's the letter B, shiftwithb.com. We start this coming Sunday, which is January 17th. If you're listening to this and it's after Sunday, it's okay. You can still join Shift while it's happening because you get access to it, ongoing access. So let me know if you have any questions. You can always reach out to me by email, send me a message on Facebook or Insta or even LinkedIn, and I'm happy to help you in any way I can. But you're worth taking the time to dive into these things so you can understand what is really holding you back. Because if you're busy blaming your boss or blaming your less than supportive spouse or significant other or blaming your children or your lack of education, you're lying to yourself. You're fooling yourself, and it's time for a shift. Thanks for listening today. As always, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you. I love being part of your journey, whether this is your first episode or your 101st episode. Thank you for allowing me to speak into your life. I believe in you, and I'm here cheering you on and supporting you every step of the way. You can do this. All right, I'll see you on the inside.